BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one.
For the fat fingers.
That is still good.
Easy. Radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say.
I look like an out of work magician.
Drums, please.
3, 2.
Radio one.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, we have been to the Highlands, and I'm going to be honest, I've never experienced anything more Scottish in my actual life. Also, we've got a man that replaces the photos in the frames of ones in furniture shops with photos of himself, and we want this to happen for us as well. Imagine sitting there in your favourite pub. Why are Scott and Chris in the photo frame? Also, people in the north are spending 20p on train tickets, and a story so unbelievable, which I spotted over the weekend on social media, which will blow your mind. And on Ask Me Anything, you'll find out about the Tim Tam Slam.
One!
Chris, it's just nice to see you in high spirits.
In what sense?
Well, bottom of the Premier League.
Okay, all right.
Brighton and Everton, though, man.
Mm.
That's not okay.
Yeah. What was the score in both those?
3-0, was it? And 1-0, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And you're probably thinking, oh, God, relegation.
Yeah.
It's got to be on your mind.
Actually, it's not. What's this?
It's all over, isn't it?
What do you mean it's ludicrous way to start?
Are you hoping for more from Hughes or Deeney or Decor, would you say?
Who?
Decor.
It's, you're thinking of iDecor, which is
I am.
Which might actually not be the worst idea for a chant. Leave that with me.
Get iDecor as a player.
iDecor in midfield. What's iDecor up to now? Anyway, look, good attempt at football.
Yeah.
And yeah, not the strongest times at Watford, but
I know.
As we always say, bat stronger. Be fine against West Ham.
Yeah. You heard it here first. They might be going down.
No. Where? Is this some kind of campaign that's been launched here?
No.
Don't be rude. Watford's done you a lot of favours.
Yeah, true.
Over the years.
Also, I enjoyed
if our... If nightclubs could talk in Watford.
I enjoyed our lengthy discussion about VAR over the weekend. Me and Chris were watching Match of the Day together on Saturday night.
I loved that.
Never happened before. And he was basically wasn't that keen on the VAR. And then it turns to me and goes, what are your thoughts on VAR, Mills? And I went, personally, I'm all for it. And then you explained it to me a little bit more. And I'm not so much anymore. God, it's Sunday to Five Live. He'll be all for it, Scott, when a VAR decision saves Watford from relegation on the last day of the season. Let's stop this now. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what VAR stands for even, do you?
Hang on. Is it VAR?
Yeah, you can. Some people say VAR.
Am I saying it wrong?
No. Some people do it like that.
I know. VAR. I don't know what it's... I know what it is, but I don't know what it stands for.
What I think we should do is bring VAR into this show as well. Not quite sure how that'll work yet, but maybe I'll just follow you around for the day with a camera.
Okay.
And just appeal everything.
This weekend, I have never, ever experienced anything as Scottish, and I absolutely loved it.
Yeah. I felt we were fully embraced in the most traditional sense as well.
We met the absolute loveliest people who listened to the show... like, religiously, at the Creef Highland Gathering. Do you remember the girl, Natalie, who was like, I'm a painter and decorator, it gets really boring, but your show just gets me through, and then cried?
Yeah, she was amazing. It was so much fun.
And Natalie will be listening now whilst painting and probably drop the paintbrush. But anyway, thanks very much, guys. We, for the first time in real life, experienced a toss of a caber. Only Chris tried.
I gave it a go. They gave me the child's caber. To toss, and I couldn't lift it up.
Well, no.
I could just about try it. We met the lads with the Atlas stones. That's not one.
Got my Atlas stones back.
But that was... these guys are incredible. They're massive.
Huge
they're like
guys.
Massive boulders that they pick up and put on barrels.
I mean, I've never seen anything. I was fascinated by it.
Yeah, awesome place. The strength...
How do they, like, not get injured?
I don't know.
It's just new to me, and I really enjoyed it.
We had a great time. We felt a tiny bit pathetic because, obviously, there was all these people competing. We were there just playing songs.
Yeah, but it was good.
But you know, we lifted the USBs with with pride.
Well, here's some commentary from a cable toss.
It's at 12 o'clock with this massive cable, corporate green cable, 17 foot two, 162 pounds. Come on, Dad, let's see it. Give a cheer on, folks.
It's mad, and they do this thing where they swing that hammer around in the net as well, and then the hammer goes really far.
Yeah.
Wow. And then haggis for breakfast the next day basically felt Scottish.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, anyone?
Hi there, it's Matt.
Hi, Matt. You're right.
Yeah, not too bad. I heard you guys talking about photo frames and placing photos in various pubs around the country. So
yeah, we were saying this recently. You know those random photo frames you see in like pubs and that? Who are the people in those photos and why could you not replace it with a photo of me and Chris?
Yeah, I like the idea that me and you could suddenly start popping up in pubs.
Imagine if we were in like thousands of pubs all over the UK and you go for a quiet drink, maybe a place you've not been before. And it's like, there's Scott and Chris on the wall.
Yeah.
And one of our listeners has put it there.
Yeah, and it's just us kind of looking on, isn't it? As if we're there with you.
So, Matt, have you done this?
Yeah, I have. So, not in pubs, but in a famous big blue furniture shop.
Meatballs and Dime Bars, yeah?
That's the one. Yeah. That's the one.
Okay, Matt, so what have you been doing?
So we were moving house, and as you do when you move house, you suddenly decide that the furniture you've got or the items you've got don't fit the new property. So what do you do if you're on a budget? You go to, you know, the big blue Swedish shop.
Okay.
My wife was getting really into it. She was, you know, picking out lamps here, photo frames and pictures and stuff to go on the walls. I was just getting bored when I started to notice pictures of people in the little room sets that they have.
Yeah.
So, and they were just random photos there. But they're obviously, they're always using their own photo frames and all their own stuff. So I knew that we'd be back. So I picked up a load of photo frames. I got my photos, stuck them in the frames, and popped back to the shop before we were due to go there the following weekend. Very slyly started placing pictures of myself in the rooms.
In the photo frames that you'd bought from there the previous week?
Exactly, yeah. So I don't know if there's any laws against this. I doubt it. I had purchased the items from the shop and I was just taking them back and not getting a refund. I was adding to the aesthetics, as I put it. So the rooms were looking better with my face, in there.
Is it just a picture of you?
Well, just a picture of me. So some were holiday snaps, some were stuff sat at my desk, or random selfies that, you know, I just took in some random location.
But then didn't you go back with your wife and she saw the photos?
That's it, yeah. So when we were due to go back then, went back in and, you know, the wife had the list, right, this is what we're getting. I was like, oh, no, come on, babe, we need to look around the rooms and make sure we haven't missed anything. So as we're going through then, she's like, oh, you look familiar. Oh, look, that's a spit of you, that is. And then when we go to the next room, it's a case of, hang on a minute. She found it funny, but then she also thought it was genius and wanted to get in on the act. We haven't been back and done it since, but we've been back to IKEA and haven't been able to find my photos, but I'm assuming that there's like a random box of photos it framed, and I'm there smiling up from them, waiting for my turn to be put back.
Do you think they've taken them down now?
I think they're down because they're not, you know, up. But
what I love about this so much, though, is this is your thing now, and I would like you to do this till old age. And I'd love it to be that it just gets known. You go in there, you'll be really old one day in the Swedish furniture store, just putting in pictures of you and your wife. It's actually amazing. It's really sweet.
Which IKEA was this?
This was IKEA in Cardiff.
I knew it. We so need to do this. Like, let's get our photo up in pubs, furniture shops. Obviously, I don't want to cause a nuisance to everybody, but, like, if you did it safely, then what's stopping you, like, printing out a photo of us and maybe putting it in a picture frame? Who would be up for that? Let us know. 81199.
Radio 1.
Right, someone needs to tell Jordan North about this ASAP. There's something mad going on in the north of England where, like, there's a flash sale on train tickets and they're going for, like, 10p.
Okay.
Right, so someone just got returns to Manchester, Sheffield and Leeds for 20p each. Like, they've saved, like, 200 quid. And then someone says, I've just seen this, I just spent 20p and got a ticket to and from Blackpool to see my nan.
Nice, we'll just do it.
20p return. How much? What's going on? I mean, that's a saving.
Scott Mills.
OK, it's that time again. Previously on Ask Me Anything, we've spoken to the man with the largest collection of traffic cones in the world. The man who was the head of the Roundabout Appreciation Society. An influencer who, well, she's a competitive eater and gets paid for it. A man that gets paid for playing FIFA. And a woman who organises cuddle parties. All of these people, extraordinary in their field. Every week, every Monday at 2, we don't know who we're going to get put through to, but then we can ask them anything. OK, let's do it. Hello, caller. Who are you and what do you do?
So I'm Stuart Winter and I'm the chairman of the Biscuit Appreciation Society.
Wow.
You must love a biscuit.
Are you the boss of biscuits then?
Basically, yeah. It's kind of, you could think of it as like the grandfather, like the Al Pacino of biscuits.
The biscuity boss. You are the boss,
yeah.
boss.
Do you have any like biscuit tricks? You know, like people like sometimes like dunk them or there's certain ways of eating them?
So there's one that I invented and then there's one that I got in Australia when I was around there. The one that they've got is called the Tim Tam Slam. And Tim Tams are basically, you know, the penguin biscuits in the wrappers?
Yeah.
So it's kind of, Tim Tams are essentially that. But
I love Tim Tams. They're my absolute favorite.
You like Tim Tams? Yeah. Yes. What you do is you bite off the diagonal corners and you use it like a straw. Obviously, you suck up the coffee through the Tim Tam. But that's one trick you can do. And the other is, although strictly it's not a biscuit, it is actually a cake, although there is some debate about that, but it's called a Jaffa cake, so we'll say it's that. And what I do is I put them on a kebab stick, about six of them, and I make little lacerations in the gelatin bit, and I dunk them all in, and then I peel them off one by one and eat them. It's delicious if you leave them to soak in a big mug of coffee.
Does your biscuits really make you excited? Is it a biscuit?
You can hear it in his voice.
Could I say pay you in biscuits to do things?
I have been paid in biscuits before, but it was an additional, like a payment in addition to some cash.
Right.
I wouldn't just work for biscuits.
I had a friend at uni who was nicknamed Maryland.
Because of the cookies, they like those.
Because of what cookies would be exchanged for.
I see.
Yeah. And anyway.
Do you, are you still in touch with Maryland? Or?
Yeah.
Have you ever had to ration yourself? Because obviously that you're probably consuming a fair amount of biscuits yourself, no?
I only eat a few a month now, to be fair, apart from the biscuit meetings. But because, you know, it is about appreciation. It's not sort of, you know, consumption.
Right.
How much do you appreciate the biscuits at these meetings? Does it ever lead to a situation, you know, how excited is everyone getting there and what games are you playing?
I don't know what kind of society you think it is. I've got some ideas. Maryland's definitely not there.
No.
How do you start the meetings? Is there a song or is there some sort of declaration?
No, we just turn up. We usually hold it at one of the houses of the members and we just turn up with biscuits.
But is it one of those that there's a bit of small talk before and then someone whips out their biscuit and then someone else is like, right, let me have a go on that, and then it all spirals from there?
I mean, right, no, it is, yeah. So basically, like, it's like you'll bring all the biscuits, you put them on the table, and then we sort of open them out, and then you might
biscuits
put
in the bowl.
Someone's... some of them are, if you know what they are, but if they've come from somewhere in particular, then you might sort of tell everyone where they came from, because that's kind of the point.
So you got your biscuits in the bowl there and everyone just gets involved.
Yeah,
they dig in. And you have to, as I said, you've got to be careful that you don't eat too many because sometimes, you know, you can really like them and you just start to cane them. I mean, it does happen. But you have to be careful.
What?
That
would
be
it?
You,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know you are very mindful of your health, but I've seen you before. If you have one biscuit, you'll be one of those that goes in.
Yeah.
I love you. You love biscuits.
Yeah.
And I think what I love about you is just how positive you are. Biscuits are underrated. Everyone listening right now in offices have access to them. And actually, we bosh a load of them per day. You're there shining a real light on them. And I think that's fair play.
Yeah, we need more people like you in the world, Stuart.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on Ask Me Anything. Stuart Winter, chairman of the Biscuit Appreciation Society. Amazing. I mean, someone says... He must love biscuits. He just used the word lacerations about a Jaffa cake. He definitely means business. Yes, he does.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Kirsty.
Hello.
I was just listening to you while we were playing that Joel Corry track, and you were like, Dad, put the radio on.
Well, I don't even... He's just looking at me like, what do you want? And I was like, well, put the radio on. Do you want to listen to me?
Yeah. Does he know what station to get?
Well, I've left it on Radio 1 from this morning, so
okay.
She's switched it on to Oldies Classic. So
Kirsty, whereabouts are you in the UK?
I'm in lovely Slough.
And it is lovely.
Not so lovely.
Well, you say that.
No, don't do it, Dan. Love Slough.
I mean, I can't do a lie. I would lie if I'm from Windsor, but there's no point.
No, yeah, well, we were saying this recently. A lot of people in Slough, the connection to Windsor is that if you grew up in Slough, you're very likely to know someone that works in Legoland in Windsor.
Yeah, a lot of friends. All of my friends work there.
See?
Yes.
See, it happens.
It is a fact.
Now, you're starting a new job soon, right?
I am.
What's that?
So, it's a retail head office, should I say now? Because then they might hear me if they're listening to the radio and they might be like, on the radio.
Well, that's tricky, isn't it? And then their first impression will be of you now and what song you choose. Yeah, I see.
I want to be that person.
Okay. So let's just say it's head office of a large retail chain.
Yeah.
Is it true you're going to Ibiza?
I am on Thursday.
Have you been before?
Yes.
Okay, and how many people are going?
There's seven of us. My friend Lauren's 30th birthday.
Seven of you. Now, if you do end up at the place owned by Wayne Lineker, are you going to be?
Which we will.
Are you going to be the group of girls that feature on Bed of the Day? Which is
I've seen this.
We've not spoken about this, I don't think. But every day, Wayne Lineker puts a picture up of him and a group of girls. Bed of the Day.
Yeah.
Okay,
it was Bromley girls the other
day.
Yeah, you could be the Slough girls.
Is this a bad thing or a good thing?
I don't know,
but I think that's the aim, okay? Get on Wayne Lineker's Bed of the Day at Ocean Beach.
There's the challenge.
Saturday, I'll be there Saturday.
Okay, right. I want to see you on that bed, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. As it were.
What a thing to say.
Right.
But yes, we expect to see on social an upload.
No, I know what you mean now.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's right.
Oh, I didn't get your joke. No.
No, it's just Bed of the Day. It'll be you,
it's just
the Slough girls.
Yeah.
He'll upload it going, Bed of the Day, Slough girls.
No, nothing seedy about
Wayne Lineker at all.
I'm reading between the lines then.
Absolutely not. Wayne would have nothing of the sort.
Oh, okay, then fine.
Right, I've got this for you today on Bangers.
Yes. Okay.
So this is Ultra Beat. In my head, it sounded better. Pretty Green Eyes.
Yeah. Do you remember when we went on Pointless and I got a Pointless answer with Ultra Beat Pretty Green Eyes?
Yeah, you did.
And celebrated so hard, like right in Trevor Nelson's face there. Like, rah! Okay, you can have that. Or Kirsty, you can have my banger choice A, which is this.
I'll
hope
you're going to pull the streets out.
Oh, Kirsty, you know I would have loved that.
No, all the manner.
Yeah, true. Oh, you're into the manor as well? Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I imagine this is one of Wayne Lineker's favourites. This is MVP, Stagger Lee. Rock Your Body, Might Check 1-2.
I thought it was going to be easier. They're not really that great.
Okay, thanks.
Sorry, guys. I think I'm going to have to be, just because I always side this way usually, it's going to have to be Team Chris.
Nice.
To start you off for the week. So
okay.
Sorry, Scott.
No worries. Good luck with your new job at M&S.
Okay, thank you. This is it.
Peaky Blinders Series 5 is nearly here.
We're going back.
And we're going to get obsessed.
By order of the Peaky Blinders.
I'm Lawrence Mozzafari, and I'll be here recapping every series up till now, taking you through every twist and turn with our Peaky-loving podcast guests. Also, I'll be joined by the team from behind the scenes, producers, directors, and more that will feed the appetite of diehard superfans of the show.
That are here today in this room.
Obsessed with Peaky Blinders. Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
We're going to let them have it.
Can anyone smell anything?
Oi, oi. Horn on that, you know.
What a rotter of a song.
It's kind of annoying in clubs when you hear that a lot. You know, when you're out and the DJ plays horns over the top. If I've had a couple of drinks, when we're DJing somewhere, I throw in some of these horns, but it is annoying.
I've noticed you doing that more now.
Can I say my least favourite thing? Unless you're Stormzy, stop shouting at the crowd at, you know, Prism, wherever it is, energy.
Yeah,
stop shouting energy.
Unless you're Stormzy, ban yourself from
that.
I am
not your energy crew, unless you're Stormzy.
No. Does anyone want to have their mind blown?
Mind blown.
Mind blown. Did you know that Ultra Beat off Pretty Green Eyes?
Oh,
you know this, right?
This is great.
Is this fine?
Yeah. Well, it's mad, this.
Ultra Beat is now one of Camel Fat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Real.
Incredible, isn't it?
Look up, guys. I told you, mind blow.
The Scott Mills Daily Radio 1.
I now have something for you which is 100% real that I saw over the weekend, and it's going to blow your mind.
Okay, excited.
And I think it will also lead on to others getting in touch who've had to exit someone's house rapidly. Hello, Mark.
Hi there, how are you?
Yeah, this really sparked my attention over the weekend, and thanks so much for coming on and sharing this with us.
No problem.
So I think we'll just sit back and let you walk us slowly through the story, Mark.
Yeah, so I've been kind of seeing this guy on and off for like about a month, and then we just decided just to hang out yesterday in his flat, just to chill out, basically.
Yeah, so you'd had a night out the night before, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, and so did he. We weren't together, but yeah. We were both quite hungover, and I was feeling quite needy, so I thought I'd just go to his house.
I know what you're saying.
We've all had those Sundays.
Yeah, you wake up on a Sunday, and you feel fragile, don't you? But there's side effects to that as well, which I've always found extraordinary. Mm. And that's what you needed sorting.
Yeah, pretty much.
It is weird that, isn't it? It's like, you've had a night out. Why do you feel more that way the next day?
I know. It's almost like you feel hungry and you also feel... And it's incredible, really. I think it's just the side effects of the hangover.
We have never discussed this before on the show, but it's something that I'm surprised we haven't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page with this one. It's the hangover.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Do you like it that I've got these ready, just like... Just in case.
Yeah, what different types?
Yeah, I got loads.
I think that's more what it feels like.
Yeah. All right, so you're at his house, okay? You're just chilling out. It's just like a casual Sunday.
Yeah, just casual, but he told me that I'd have to be out. I'd have to leave for a certain time because he was going for dinner with his mum and dad. So when I was getting ready to leave, he looked really anxious, and his phone was buzzing quite a lot. I just never even noticed it. And then he kind of looked out the window, and he looked absolutely shocked. He turned around to me and said, "My girlfriend's coming like up the drive."
No, no way.
I was absolutely, like, I just froze. I was like, firstly, you never told me you had a girlfriend. And secondly, what are we going to do? Like, I was like, had images of me, like, hiding under beds and, like, in cupboards and stuff.
I can relate to this so much, by the way, Mark. a few years back, there was always a girl coming up the drive.
Yeah. I never really expected a girl to ever come up the drive.
I got used to it in the end.
So yeah, I didn't know what to do. I kind of froze. I've always got an answer for something for everything. But so the guy thinking on his feet, I won't name him for obvious reasons, but the guy thinking on his feet, he had a skybox in his house, and he had kind of forced it right into my hands and said, "Please, please, please, can you say you bought this off me, off Gumtree?" To which I was just in shock. I was like, I just didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. I was so angry, but at the same time, I realised that obviously this poor girl didn't know what was happening.
Is this a skybox that he's got connected and he just like unplugs it? Is like, have this?
No, I think he changed providers, so he had them. I had them left over, so I think he was actually planning on selling them.
Right.
To be fair to him, that is quick thinking, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Sorry, it's not ideal for you.
No, yeah, I'll give him the credit that it's due. But yeah, so before I knew it, I was standing at the front door. He stood there, white, like really, really white. I've never seen so much terror on someone's face. I almost felt sorry for him. And the girlfriend standing there explaining to me how to tune the skybox into my house.
She's telling you how to tune it in because she thinks you've just gone over there and you've like
to buy a skybox.
Oh my god!
And that's the extent of it.
Yeah. But she doesn't know that. Yeah, what was really going on?
She was so nice. I felt so sorry for her. And then I just kind of left. But I was just sitting in my car, sitting there, hungover, feeling really rubbish, sitting with a skybox, sitting in my car, not knowing what to do. None of my friends were answering. So guy messaged me and I said, I'm going to have to block you because that's not nice, having a girlfriend, like, you never told me. And the guy was like, oh, you can keep that box if you want.
Oh, thanks a lot.
It's a weird exchange, isn't it? Like, you, to a certain extent, steal her guy and then you take her sky.
We have a saying in Scotland, if someone, like, doesn't want to talk to you anymore, they'll, like, tie you, like, so they'll just not respond to you anymore. Yeah, so everyone's saying to me, oh, Mark, instead of getting pied, you've been sky.
Yeah. True.
You've been sky.
Oh, mate. I feel so bad for you, though, because you didn't sign up to any of this. He was being a dirty, dirty cheat of the world.
Yeah.
What's going to happen now? Nothing, I guess.
Well, he's blocked. I presume the girlfriend has probably seen it on Facebook and put two and two together.
Oh.
But, yeah, that's my Sunday.
And that's my Sunday. One. Hello, Ash.
Hello, you're right.
Yeah, how can I help you?
Yeah, so I was just listening and I heard the advert for Annie Mac show tonight and I thought it was a bit of a missed opportunity. Why did she say AJ Tracy live in the studio when she should have said AJ Tracy live and direct?
You're right.
Weird that you say that because I thought that earlier. If you listen to this Annie Mac thing.
Future Sounds. Tonight, a special co-host from AJ Tracy.
With me, Annie Mac, live in the studio.
No one wants
regrets here. This is the thing. Annie does, and that's the last thing Annie wants as well. No one needs regrets here or something like that.
It should have been. Yo, it's the Hyperman set. AJ Tracy live and direct. I'd like if she said, yo, it's the Hyperman set as well. Ash, listen.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. I've passed it on to the correct people. I'm seeing if I can get it changed. We've patched something up for you here. See if you like it.
Future Sounds. Okay. Tonight, a special co-host from AJ Tracy.
With me, Annie Mac, live and direct. Tonight from 7.
Happy with that?
Yeah, that's better.
Hey, good, okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you like that podcast? Hit subscribe. And we'll be back tomorrow at 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, then get this from BBC Sounds. All the best bits of the show. 1!